Finally up today, we have Martin Gibson, who's going to be speaking about JOAs for us today. Martin has practiced for over 55 years in oil and gas. He is board certified in oil, gas, and mineral law and is a member of the Texas Title Standards Joint Editorial Board of the section of the section of real estate, probate, and trust law, and the oil and gas energy resources law section of the state bar. He graduated from Stanford University and received his JD from the University of Texas Law. Welcome, Martin.
The intrepid attendees, you're going to stay here on a beautiful Thursday afternoon and talk about forms. I admire you. Going to talk about the 2015 AAPL Form 610, the JOA. This is new, and the first thing we're going to do is talk about where to find it. If you go sign in to the AAPL website, you'll see resources down there and forms right here. And when you hit forms, you'll go down here to the premium AAPL form access. I think it cost me $20 for annual access and $30 for the form itself, or vice versa. Well worth it. The first thing that pops up is this overview of But you need to go to the next one over, and you've got the JOA right there. When you hit that, you'll get this this option to download that JOA. And when you go download it, a word about line numbers and page numbers. It used to be the 2015 JOA was handled by a third party called a contract center, and the page numbering started with the cover sheet and included the table of contents. None of the prior JOA forms did that. So you've got a little something different there. Well, that's not going to work. The other issue is on the now that the 2015 JOA has been taken over by AAPL, the pagination is consistent, but the line numbers are not. What you do is you get a Word document when you download it here, and it comes over without any line numbers. So you've got to go ahead and put your line numbers from your Word program. And of course, if you've brought it over with any change in font size or line spacing, then the line references are not going to be consistent. A little more disturbingly, you get line numbers 1 through 94 on the 2015 form, and the previous JOAs, the 82 and the 89 form, which are the same font size and the same size of paper, just have lines number 1 through 74. Well, my conclusion from that is that I don't trust the line numbers for a cross-reference if you're trying to do a specific contractual cross-reference. So I'd suggest you look at your section number, your paragraph number, and maybe count down lines from the top in order to get a consistent reference there. Well, all right, how did the JOA come about? The executive committee of the AAPL came up with a 10-person committee in 2011. It had a blue ribbon list of companies and specialized law firms. The largest law firm was Gordon Arata. 8 ex officio participants sent it out for peer review in 2015. They had a whole bunch of peer reviewers, but AAPL specifically acknowledged the contribution of COPUS.